All right, yeah, we'll be in touch. Glenn Robbins and Peter Rosethorne.
This is beautiful here, Dave.
Thanks for inviting me to your house, Pete.
That's lovely. Okay. So comedy's done me well.
You've done really well. That comedy company payments are incredible.
They're slow to pay, but they played eventually.
Is this your house, Glenn?
No, but it looks like we're in an ad for, I don't know, soap powder or something. You know, yeah. it's ideal.
It's beautiful here.
If it was an ad in the 70s, it'd be a cigarette ad for sure.
It would be a cigarette ad.
K-O-O-L.
So we're up here for the Byron Bay Comedy Fest.
I'm glad you said while you're up here. Three guys in the house in Byron Bay. It does sound a little bit like, you know, hey, let's get together for our regular little getaway.
Yeah.
Booked the place, Byron Beach, on the beach.
Well, we did greet Peter. I was sleeping in my underpants and I greeted Peter to the door in my undies. And then you.
Because I didn't know. I thought I was in the wrong house. All I saw was a set of legs coming down, thinking, I don't think that's, I don't know, can't recognise you by your legs, Dave, sorry.
No.
But then I got the full frontal.
Yes.
There's the underpants.
The underpants.
Then Glenn
came down.
You were full frontal, were you?
Yeah, I had undies on.
His underpants on.
Okay, that's good, yeah.
But you had...
Yeah, so I went one more.
You did, no underpants.
I've gone
And you could just see the little dicky dido just underneath his shirt line. It's impressive, but
I wouldn't say little dicky dido.
Well, it did look like a little boy's dicky dido because it was just just dangling underneath the pants.
I
didn't want to look that hard either.
Yeah.
I glanced away.
Look, you can make jokes about having a big penis. You tried living with one. Bloody hard. 24/7 that thing is, you know.
I've always found that in the world of comedy, people that want to get naked always have large appendages. The ones that don't have smaller ones.
It doesn't have to be the world of comedy. That's a worldwide rule.
You think back to school, like the guys that would streak always had big...
I do a bit in Russell Coit, and I do it up around Central Australia where it's quite warm. So, as you know...
Yeah, no shrinkage, fantastic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
So I had just been for a swim here at Byron Bay when I saw you.
So there was
some effect.
Yeah. I don't think that's true. Because you had a sleep. You'd had a nap.
Okay. Well, look, paint your own picture.
All right.
What are you going to do? But three of us are in a house here for the Byron Bay Comedy Festival. And we're doing a show together.
This is very exciting.
Yeah, it's good because we often just work by ourselves.
You know, I've been looking at it in the diary. I've been quite excited for it.
Really?
Because I don't, you know, like you just said, Dave, we do corporate gigs. We're by ourselves and go to our lonely hotel room.
I can't remember the last gig I did.
Well, it's going to be good for you.
Was it in Perth with the three of us?
Yes.
You've done it since then.
We have done it since then.
I did Russell Gilbert's thing.
Yeah, that was about 4 years ago, though.
Was it four years ago?
No, it wasn't 4 years ago.
It was a couple of years ago. That was the last thing I did.
You got up at the Grandview Hotel the other night.
I've been hitting the ball just lightly with you. But anyway, we'll see what happens tonight.
You nervous? Do you get nervous after not doing it for a long time?
Well, if I think about it too much, I do. But, you know, I'm up there with two legends of the comedy world.
We've got you, Glenn.
Yeah, don't worry. We won't leave you hanging.
I know you got my back. Cut to the stage. Get off your shit out.
No, we know, we're just talking loudly while you're on stage.
Shut up, Glenn.
No, he's not very good, is he? No, he's more of a TV comedian now.
Yeah. I reckon they give you about 5 minutes grace from your television credentials. Then they go, no.
When I first met Glenn Robbins, I remember saying to you, at South Morang Hotel.
Yeah, that was the first time I met you.
Yeah, and you also did it too, Pete.
Beautiful venue.
Yeah, great venue. And I said, it must be easier being famous. And you said they give you 5 minutes and that's it.
Yeah.
And that's like,
that's
funny.
Quite generous too.
Yeah, I reckon it's more like three.
In some ways, it's worse off because, you know, the expectation goes up.
They're high.
Oh boy, they're going to be so funny. You go, you know what, the stuff I do on TV, other people write it for me.
Also you got makeup and wardrobe and stunts,
you got
funny camera work,
things to wear,
lighting.
You know, and that's just you and a microphone. Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough. It's very naked up there.
So don't you normally at this point ask where you first met?
Yeah, where I first met. So I'm trying, you know, I do remember where I first met you. I met you at the Botanical Hotel.
Oh, on a Monday night.
Monday itis.
With Marshall Butters.
You came in with Russell Gilbert. Gilbo! And so, because all you guys are in the comedy company, and I remember talking to you, and then there's a great story of when I rang up and asked you for a writing job on Full Frontal. You know that story? I've told you before.
Yeah.
So anyway, Glenn was working. I really wanted to be a writer.
Yes. Well, you were. You still are.
And I really wanted to get into TV writing. And so, Matt King got a job on Full Frontal. And I said, how did you get that? And he goes, oh, mate, Mackie was a comic, British comic. Oh, Glenn Robbins got me the gag. So this was before
Mobile. Edgardo.
You hear about last night? I killed. That's what he used to say, Mackie.
Killed.
Hear about last night? I fucking killed. Everyone else was dying. They said the audience was shit.
He was a good stand-up.
Oh, he was an amazing stand-up.
Yeah.
If he kept going, he would have been brilliant.
Yeah.
He got famous, though, didn't he?
Yeah, no, he's an actor. He wrote series.
Did he?
Yeah. He's in the Paddington movie. He's the criminal in the Paddington movie gets chased down the street.
I haven't
he
seen
He played that. A cop last time I saw him in a series on...
He was in The Peep Show.
Yeah, no,
anyway,
he was a great comic.
Back to you.
Anyway, you got to ring up Glenn Robbins. So I rang you at home. This is before mobiles. Yeah. I rang you on the landline. And your partner answered. It's like this. Ring. Okay, is Glenn Robbins there? Yeah, who's calling? Dave O'Neill. Hang on a minute. Glenn, it's Dave O'Neill. Then you hear in the background, what's he want? And your partner goes, what do you want? I go, I want to ask about a job riding on Full Frontal. Okay, he wants to ask about a job riding on Full Frontal. And there's a pause. Here you go. Ah, fuck.
Peter, you know me well. I would never have gone on.
And then you said, look, don't send me your scripts. I just want one page of your four sketch ideas in paragraph form, and I'll hand it on to Doug, the head writer.
And I want
Doug
cash McLeod. In an envelope.
Yeah, Doug McLeod, the great Doug McLeod. And then you handed it on, and then I got a job.
Yeah.
So if anyone's listening out there,
that's nice.
Glenn Robbins.
Just send him a page.
Home number.
Paragraphs, four paragraphs. Funny ideas.
The careers I've started.
See, the thing about Glenn is he's very hard to find on social media. There's no social media.
No, there's nothing.
And so I'm pretty sure I met you at the Botanical Hotel.
I rang you back once on the landline.
Oh, that's right. You went too.
Oh, my God.
You ring me on the landline.
No one ever rings on our landline.
That was a while ago, actually, but that was still unusual to have someone ring on the landline.
Mm.
Mm.
And, Pete, I'm trying to remember where I first met you.
Well, it would have been a South Morangi thing. Would it have been before that?
No, because I loved you guys. So when I started comedy, I hadn't seen a lot of comedy, but I'd seen you both at scout camps on the Rover camps.
I never did scout.
You were scout camps?
I did.
Glenn did.
Did you? Anglesey Rover move. I didn't do that.
You didn't do that?
No, I didn't do that.
But I would have seen you. I would have seen you at the Last Laugh or something like that.
Oh, easy. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Then when I started doing comedy, I saw you. Maybe it was at the ESPY or the Star and Garter I met you.
Maybe that. Oh, probably Monday-itis or even gone. Yeah, probably those. Star and Garter.
Those sort of days. But you were both friendly, so...
We're very approachable.
Very approachable.
We don't have many friends as it is, so we're happy for the company.
As soon as we got someone, we really nice to say they might hang around.
Dave? Oh,
g'day,
Dave. Hang on, Dave. Yeah.
I'll get you over, Dave. Where are you going, Dave?
Back then in the 90s, there were a few comics that weren't that friendly, I remember, back in the day.
Who was the unfriendliest comic?
That's a good question, actually. Matt King. No, he's thought I'd bring you up again. Yeah, that's a good question. Oh, there were a few unfriendly ones back then. But, you know, it was just cliques of people.
They're all
the St Kilda guys
that used
to hang out and stuff like that. And so you go to the back of the ESPY and no one would talk to you.
The empty pockets.
Yeah.
And they weren't real happy when you did well.
Yeah. It was interesting times. Yeah. But, you know, there's still cliques now, so nothing has changed. Anyway, we're here in Byron Bay. We're all very successful.
We're just sitting back. Yeah. We should send a photograph of where we're sitting, honestly.
Yeah, it's very good.
Because if you're thinking about taking up a career in stand-up comedy, you would, given where we're sitting right now.
Yeah, but you've got to add 30 years, because we will be doing that. I'm 30. You see, you must be 35.
35, 36, something like that.
Yeah, I'm something like that.
Yeah, so you've got to add on 36.
Yeah, I'm 20. I'm probably about a year, same as you.
Maybe a year before me, at least.
When's your first gig?
La Joke, 83.
Yeah, well, that's right. May the 5th. Oh, wow, you got a good memory. Where'd you do your first gig, Glenn?
La Joke.
Oh, we all did our first gigs at La Joke.
Yeah.
80,
you were two. You're 82, for sure.
I was 24. So, I don't know, early 80s. It was probably 81, 82.
81, yeah.
Probably. Wow, see, I was 1990.
I'd come from drama school. And I remember I actually didn't know what cabaret was. I thought when you went, how naive I was, when you go to the theatre, they're like, it was always the fourth wall, and you couldn't, the audience couldn't talk to the...
Right, okay.
It was all monologue based.
I thought when I did one gig at La Joke and it went well that I'd just get paid work straight away. I said to the guy, so do I go on downstairs tomorrow, or like in the big venue? He's like, no, mate.
$30 I got.
Oh, you got $30?
Not for my first one. That was a big deal when I got $30.
Yeah, I got... I was in the duo with James Maddox, remember? Cactus Brothers.
So you were in a duo?
Yeah, for about a year and a half before we split.
Wasn't it a trio? It was only a duo.
Just a duo, yeah. James Maddox played guitar and played the piano.
Oh, that's right.
And you were Rusden, aren't you?
I was Rusden Deacon.
We were both Melbourne.
College. We were Melbourne State College.
Mm. Yeah.
That turned out a lot of good people. Can't think of anyone else. No. Whereas Rusden turned out heaps of people.
Oh, Rusden turned out Nick Giannopoulos. Sorry.
Yeah, Nick. Colin Lane,
yeah. Gene Kitson. Steve Kearney, Lost Trees from Barkers.
Oh, my God, they were great. They were fantastic, those guys.
All the... lots of Woggy people. A lot of the Woggs out of work.
What was your move from... Because that was... You studied drama there?
Yeah.
What was your move from drama to stand-up?
I was there. I started studying and then... I was busking with James. I found out about Comedy World because I saw Toby Hines, who's I went to school with. He's the guy who did the tram impersonations.
He used to number 32 crossing
Jack Campbell Junction.
Blind Boy Bobby Polkinghorne. Yeah, so, he had all the Melbourne railway lines remembered.
Yeah, that's right.
So he'd do all the stations. He goes, "Where do you live, mate? Lilydale, Frankston." He'd do all the whole.
Yeah.
And brilliant. Then he'd go, "Who's from Adelaide?" And someone would go, "Yeah, where are you from? Glenelg." And he'd do the Adelaide railway lines.
Yeah.
May he rest in peace.
Did
he pass away?
Get
out of town.
Yeah. But then it was all character based, as we were saying earlier today.
We were talking about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was all because Marianne was doing Kylie Mole.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes. And that weird big puppet thing.
Alpha.
I was doing, what's his name? A character in the Comedy Company. And my first character was an aerobics teacher.
Oh.
That's right.
Ron Jeremy. He was based
Simons,
on that.
Simons, on Richard Simmons.
Simmons.
Yeah, and I was Richard Simmons, bit of a, yeah.
Oh,
hey.
I get what you're doing.
Did you get it? Yeah.
It's very 1980s.
And he did facial aerobics. I was like, that's right.
Did you do that on telly? Did you do that on?
I did it on the girls. That was the big one. Got asked to do the Tuesday night Daryl Summers show, and he has kindly put that back out.
Tony Martin is obsessed by. Yeah. Have you seen photos of it?
No.
Oh, just look at Tony Martin's Twitter page if you have time, and it's just what people are wearing in the audience is just hilarious. It's just incredible.
So that would have been 83 or something. 83.
The sets are incredible.
And he had a carpeted sort of rostrum. Yeah. And he just sit on the stairs, and that was it. And then I was doing my act, and they cut back to Daryl rolling his, doing that thing where he was doing this.
He's crazy with his finger.
Finger around his ear, going, "That guy's crazy." You're going, "Thanks for that, Daryl."
But yeah, Daryl was
always very sporty.
I mean, you did Hey a lot, didn't you, Pete?
He introduced me, going, "Okay, we've got a guy coming out now who's he's quite good." Please welcome.
Quite good.
He's quite good. He's quite good.
Yeah.
But Hey was good for comedians. I did Hey a fair bit.
Oh, it was fantastic.
It was a great audience. And you had Russell priming up the audience.
Yeah, he was great doing it.
And you had a big television audience as well.
Yeah. Back in the day.
It was the only place to go.
Yeah, it was.
It was huge.
And that would have been what year? That would have been...
Oh, anywhere from...
Mid-80s.
For me, mid-80s onwards. Yeah.
The 90s. It was still big then.
Yeah, it was one of those things you'd go on and you'd get an immediate reaction when you walked down in the street that night.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like, there's a bloke who did that thing.
Yeah, it's like in America doing Letterman. And these days, apparently.
We're doing Carson,
It's not like that at all. It's not like that at all.
Well, now there's so many avenues that it's kind of like people can be big and just on YouTube.
Yeah, no one knows.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're in Byron Bay. So,
this is Byron Bay.
You know, who's meant to be coming to the gig tonight, Pete? Have you heard?
Well,
Thor's meant to be coming.
Who?
Chris Hemsworth.
He won't be dressed in his...
Hope he does come in his outfit. Shit, that'd be good.
He's a big fan of you guys, apparently.
Well...
I'm expecting him to heckle me off the stage, but... Yeah, him and his brother.
Who does he bring? He's got little kids. He can't bring his kids.
No, the kids aren't coming, I think.
I heard he's bringing the whole family.
Mum and dad?
His brother's coming. Liam.
Liam? Isn't he married to...
Miley Cyrus.
Was Miley coming?
And we also heard... Madeline West is coming with Shannon Bennett.
Madeline West?
She's from Neighbours. Neighbours, right.
She's lovely.
She's married to the chef, Shannon Bennett, with the long hair.
Oh, okay,
And also then in the car, the woman along said Bernard Fanning's probably going to be there from Powderfinger. So I don't know if there's going to be room for normal people. I just
Very showbiz up here.
Very showbiz in Byron Bay.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Anyway, it'll be interesting to see it. Oh, what was that?
My bad.
You put farts on that.
I'll grow up, you guys. It's natural.
Got to say, I've never been part of a any sort of live production where someone has farted loudly.
Oh. Anyway, we can take a break now. We'll be back.
Airline food must have been so good, Pete.
keep listening because we're going to the gig soon.
Grow up.
Oh, grow up. How old are you? All right, you're listening to The Debrief. There's Peter Rosewood and Glenn Robbins. What a stellar cast.
Yeah.
And probably Chris Hemsworth when you tune back in. He'll probably be here with us.
Oh, he'll come back.
He'll come back.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Hey, this is Dave O'Neill.
And Glenn Robbins.
And we do a podcast called Somehow Related.
And we talk about two random topics that you wouldn't think were related, but in actual fact, they are.
Yes, it's a great podcast. We love it. We listen to it ourselves.
Come along, join in. Don't bet, don't gamble, but
don't
learn
Google.
Something. And if you go to a dinner party, you've got a perfect way to start a conversation.
So many facts to bore people with on this podcast. Tune in, Somehow Related.
You should do a podcast, Pete.
You should, Pete, you should do a podcast.
Yeah, Dan Green wants to. He wants to do a podcast.
Yeah, thank you.
Me and Dan Green.
We're back on the debriefer. We're back. Yep. Yep. We can cut that out if that's, you know.
No, that's fine.
And we've just come from the Byron Bay Surf Life Saving Club where we had our event, you know.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to do the Shane Bourne joke. You do the Byron Bay Surf Life Saving Club twice in your career.
Twice in your career. Once on the way up.
Once on the way down.
And it's great
to be back.
Great to be back. It's the greatest joke ever.
I love that joke.
And Thor didn't turn up. Chris Hemsworth didn't turn up.
Yes.
But his brother Liam did.
Yeah, no, he did. He was very nice.
He came up Hunger Games.
Between the shows, he came up.
That was very nice.
Bob Franklin was on first with
Jeff Green and Dan Willis. And they were doing a separate show to us.
Yep, and they seemed to do very well. Not that I, but as we walked in, Bob was having a lovely set.
Oh, yeah.
He was very happy when he got off stage.
It was a very warm room. It was quite a hot room.
It was a hot room.
Yeah. And then we had a few people come up to the green room. Because we kind of missed
Bernard Fanning. Hey, Bernard Fanning was there, as promised.
Bernard
Fanning
came to blood. And Madeline West. Yeah, she and her husband.
Was he there, Shannon?
Shannon, yeah, he came up and said hello.
Shannon Noel.
Shannon,
was that Shannon?
Shannon Bennett, isn't it? Bennett.
He's cut his hair off.
Shannon Bennett.
Has he?
Yeah, he had the ponytail.
Oh, he had the ponytail.
Yeah.
I thought it was some bogan fan of
yours. He's lovely. No, is it? Because he did have holes in his T-shirt. Pete and I both noticed.
So many holes in his T-shirt.
Oh, really?
He had a lot of holes. That must have been fashionable holes.
Yeah.
Anyway, they were lovely. So it was kind of the who's who. It was a bit like the Logies there, seriously, in Byron Bay.
And Liam...
Liam was lovely.
And he seemed to very much focus on you.
Well...
It was like you were the only girl in the room.
He came... I saw him come in and he looked at me across the room.
Hello.
We locked eyes. And then I said, come down and sit next to your old Uncle Russell here.
Yeah.
And we had a bit of a chat. I cannot say what we chatted about.
No, I think you got a project possibly.
Why not?
You've gone and said that.
Why can't you say it?
What are you doing?
I heard it.
Oh, yeah, the old Mr. Big Ears was over there, you know.
Okay, it's the Uncle Arthur reboot. He's pitching his brother in as the Thor's going to be. Anyway, Thor couldn't be there because his wife got back from somewhere.
Yeah, well, I think he was minding the kids.
Yeah.
And I got an offer to go out surfing with Shannon.
Chris?
And
Shannon?
Yeah.
And Liam?
They're not going to get it. Oh, is Chris going to go surfing with you tomorrow?
I know, we talked about it. We're going to meet up and do something.
I think you and I are going to go as well.
Yeah, we're going to set up with our foam boards.
We're going to get a surf mat.
We're going to get a boogie board.
I haven't seen a surf mat for a while.
Get a lilo.
Is that an esky lid?
Guys, go away.
I just turn up and go, I'm a body surfer.
Is that a zippy board?
Guys, don't hang around here, please. Can you move away?
Because Glenn's a big
surfer. Me and Chris.
You surfer? Because you're WA, Pete.
Yeah, I can body surf.
Yeah, same here.
We're the best of them.
I get the boogie board.
I think it was a very enjoyable room. And I think this was the very first festival.
Inaugural.
Yep. So I think, cheers. Onward and upward for it. We've been treated very well, put up in a beautiful house.
Oh,
I think you should put a photograph of...
We should.
It is, you know...
It's very palatial.
You'll be jealous when you see it.
In terms of huge, but it's humble.
Right on the beach.
It's right on the water. It's very beautiful. It's beautiful.
You can hear the waves crashing in the background.
I felt strange tonight. Do you also? I think there was a certain See, when you get a certain amount of time restriction, like you've got a 20-minute bit to do, you don't know quite what bits you're going to do.
Yeah, it's true.
And it was quite hard to pick the vibe.
It was a bit hard to pick the vibe. I didn't relax at all,
to be honest. I never felt comfortable.
I think, as you said, there was a lot of expectation. Because the tickets were $60 too, or something like that.
A lot of expectation from who?
The audience, I reckon.
You reckon? So they were sitting back a bit, you reckon?
Oh, I don't think they were going to come and comment. They were happy to go with it. But I think... I wasn't comfortable to let the dust settle on myself tonight. I wasn't happy to kind of just let it breathe.
I know what you mean.
I was just going a little bit, let's get through some rope
here. We did the game in the end, the Now I Have to Kill You game, which we've done live before. We've all done it together before. And we definitely all relaxed in that.
Yeah.
That was
good. We read the room well.
Yeah.
Well, all I can say is I did all the material I can remember.
Oh, your stand-up?
My stand-up.
Oh, it was very good.
Yeah, but I had to do it with Dave up there just in case I panicked. It's like, you know.
It's a beautiful foil, though, because it's a wonderful...
I was laughing a lot.
...reset and breathe you get in between. It's a really beautiful way to do it because you get to reset in between every joke and it feels like a conversation.
Yes.
As opposed to stand-up, what you say?
I felt like a carer up there.
It's what you were.
No, I must admit it was great.
You're a carer.
It works for me. I don't have it.
I'd love to be in a double act.
He's got a senior's card. He's got a card.
He's got a card.
I've got a senior's card. I didn't bring it, but I've got a senior's card. I just think that stand-up is, there's this model of stand-up, which is like one man or woman with a microphone, and it doesn't have to be that. You can do...
I saw a documentary on the plane. There's a CNN series, and they talk about how initially, all comedy acts were double acts. All double acts. And single stand-ups only developed after double acts, they were saying.
But Dave kindly did that for me in case I dried. Because I haven't done a gig for 3 years, I reckon.
Yeah.
And we did a little bit of a warm-up at your place. Felt really good.
Yeah.
But of all the people to have on stage with you, it would be one of you two.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, sure. And plus, we do the podcast together, he kind
of... It's a perfect... You know the rhythm and you know where to pull out. Yeah.
And he knows my material.
I do, I remember.
Well, do the song so, but I got no idea what he's talking about.
Yeah. See, I would go back so far. I'd be doing...
Oh, you'd be saying...
I'd be doing, you know, flying in your pyjamas, flying down the corridor with your fucking pyjamas on. Remember the drawstring cord with the open fly?
Who's that, yours?
It's you.
What's this?
This is when you used to do the Tim Tam,
the Milo. Teddy Bear Biscuit. Yeah, remember that you used to do an imitation of the Tim Tam in the Milo.
No, I didn't. But you're thinking of someone else. I did a teddy bear.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. You did the teddy bear in the Milo.
But you used to do a bit of a thing about your pyjamas with an open, the drawstring cord pyjamas
I used to do how hard it was to restring them through or something.
Yeah. And you used to do that bit about having sex with dogs. Do you remember that bit?
You know, I love having sex with dogs.
Yeah, you should.
It's such a funny bit. Yeah. And there's songs where you bring a dog on and you have sex with a dog.
Yeah, you do it. It's just so funny.
Oh, that's good, guys. I'm really glad you brought that up.
I don't think the Byron audience would be up for that.
Did we cross the line? Did we go too far?
Isn't it weird thinking about? Is that too PC? Are we allowed to say it anymore? Because
podcast doesn't matter.
It's a bit where I go, like you say, where I got, I'm older, I've got middle aged, I put a helmet on.
Yes.
And I got my helmet, I tuck the excess skin into the side of the helmet.
Yeah.
I can get away from like a 30-year-old Eurasian dude. And everyone sort of laughs at that, they're cool with that bit. And I go, and I was really happy that I'm on the freeway, I'm going, ni hao to you, ni hao to you.
I'd
do an accent if I was going, ni hao. But because I have a neutral tone, I feel I can get away with it.
I reckon they were slightly sensitive to that kind of stuff.
They were.
Yeah,
I reckon it's a fine line now.
They were. Oh, no, normally in most gigs, wouldn't matter. But that audience were a bit...
You reckon they were a little bit.
And there was one time where you said something about a number of a guy. Oh, when you say, doesn't his name just have a number like a Chinese menu joke?
Yes, that's right.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, I said I couldn't remember the Japanese guy's name. He should have said, number 27. Number 27.
They're predominantly a middle-aged...
I didn't think anyone got it. They just thought it was...
They're sort of a middle-aged crowd, but I reckon they'd all be lefties, wouldn't they?
Totally
greeny left. Because we did a bit of ScoMo because the election's tomorrow.
That got a huge laugh.
Talk about ScoMo.
Very edgy guys, well done.
And then slagging off Clive Palmer and...
Yeah.
Anyway, what a gig. What a time.
Don't you normally say what went bad at this point?
Oh, yeah, we'll do that. Hang on.
What went bad?
Well, no, we do this bit. We do this bit.
Yeah, sorry. We'll ask these questions. I'm telling
you what to do. Yeah, clearly. Big fan of the podcast, but...
Sure. I love it. Do you ever listen to it? Let me tell you, it's great for when you... It's see, like you get in the back of the car.
One sec.
Oh, not again.
My bad.
Is that the first time? Seriously, is that... Yeah. We're in a beautiful house in Byron Bay after a great gig. Yeah. Is that the first time someone has farted?
Well, no, actually, me and Hughesy were driving to a gig and the guy swore that someone breaks wind.
Right.
He reckons you can hear it. Probably me.
I don't think he can hear it.
Well, he heard, not like that. Where he thought he heard someone breaking wind just in the background. Jesus Christ. It's not a competition, guys. I don't know how you can... It's like doing a podcast with Mr. Methane. I don't know how you can just do it on... That was Glenn. I don't know how you can do that on just command. I can't...
Push that out.
Master reading up.
Look how hard it's up.
You started a Pete.
Yeah, you started a Pete.
He's put something on it.
Oh, God.
We could... Seriously.
Oh. What are the questions again?
Do people...
Hey, this podcast is free. They get what they get.
We are totally, as we say
at school, you get what you get. You don't get upset.
Sure.
Okay.
That's what they say.
Exactly right.
So what went well tonight and why? What went well tonight and why? Well, the game went really well, I reckon. We do the game, the storytelling game.
Yeah, we got a girl out of the audience. And look,
do you reckon they bamboozled by?
Well, I got bamboozled nearly.
Oh, you get bamboozled.
I changed my story halfway through. I didn't know where to start. I was all over the shop.
I missed one of my root stand-up routines. I stopped. I just had a mental blank. It can happen.
He's lost his way. Did you see that?
Oh, it's terrible.
I saw him get halfway through a car joke.
Yeah, and I just lost my way. Like the car had hit a tree.
And then I crashed the car. And then just... I just stuffed it up, basically.
My breathing mask routine.
But no one would have noticed.
No, I think they did.
Yeah, they did.
It's complete silence. They were staring at me like, what the fuck?
You came back afterwards, though.
Yeah, we came. You can always come back. I think I asked someone what they did for a job. I think I said at that point.
Okay, so what's the question is what went well?
Well, I think everybody did well.
I reckon they were a warm crowd.
Oh, very warm.
I don't think they were... I didn't find there was much role in them.
No, not acceptable.
Yeah, not acceptable.
Like a theatre crowd.
Yeah, because they were in theatre seating. I think...
You sort of had to get to the next bit. It wasn't like hang around and...
Well, that leads on to the what didn't go well. I think you're right. It was hard to get him on a roll.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Your stand up. You're getting on a roll. There was a lot of continual laughs.
It's all gold.
Definitely. One of the organisational hazards that got in the way. I reckon there's one big one. It was hot.
Yeah.
It was hot in that room.
Was that hot for the audience, you reckon?
It was uncomfortably hot for the show before. When I walked in after seeing, say, Jeff Green.
He was sweating. It was really sweaty.
And I let the room breathe after that show finished. I think it wasn't quite as hot for us.
No, because they opened the door up and then they open, in the break they opened the door up. Yeah. It's a beautiful night up here in Byron. It must be like 24 degrees or something.
Beautiful.
So,
how can we do better next time then? That's the final question. Get Thor to turn up. We were promised Thor.
Thor will never come.
We promised Thor.
Well, seriously, if you've got Peter Rosenthal, you got Dave O'Neill, and you got Uncle Arthur.
We've all been in movies.
We can all do it together. We can
you read paper planes?
Because we can change our material. I've got enough material to change
it. I've got enough too.
Yeah.
You're in paper planes. I was in The Nugget. You're in Lantana. So we're all movie stars.
We're all movie stars, yeah. This is a movie town.
We don't need Thor.
Weren't we in Takeaway?
You were in Takeaway?
You did Takeaway, didn't you?
Yeah, I wrote it with Mark Ashall.
You were in Bad Eggs, weren't you?
I wasn't in Bad Eggs, but you were in that with Lawrence Mooney. And you were in the one with the dog in the backyard.
Oh, that was Crackers.
Crackers.
Late 90s, yeah.
Glenn was in Evil Angels in a barbecue scene.
Yeah.
You would. Yeah.
But I'm just trying to think how... I don't think you could. I think because it was a run-up. It was just a show that was put together.
Yeah.
For a show that was just put together.
Did pretty well.
Yeah.
I think they call us Mixed Nuts. What do you think about that?
No, they just made up
the name, but that's all right. Who cares? I don't care. Mixed Nuts.
Okay.
We're all insane.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, there we go. And next time, we'll do it better. I don't know how. Yeah.
I came back and had a swim in the ocean.
You came back at 11 o'clock at night and had a swim.
Amazing. You got a wagon wheel.
I had a wagon wheel. It was beautiful.
We went round looking for an ice cream shop.
Yeah.
And Pete had a pie.
A pie?
At 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
I had the fish for dinner and I wasn't happy. The fish was delicious.
The fish was very light.
Hungry.
It's a very light.
I had meals and they weren't that good. Mm. No, they were good, but I still feel hungry.
You had a swim or you publicly exposed yourself on the beach. We don't know what happened down
again.
There.
Again.
I just said swimming at night.
You could have easily done a Harold Holt and just not come back.
I was worried about that.
If you hadn't spoken at my funeral, what would you say?
I'd say, me and Peter have to get up together.
Would you cry a bit?
Yeah, I'd say, Pete, do you want to set the scene, Pete? We're in this beautiful holiday in Byron Bay. And
and Glenn has said, and we encouraged him not to go.
Yeah, and
Thor. What are you doing now?
Thor was supposed to turn up, but the other one, Liam, turned up.
He was close by. So
and Liam will be at your funeral because he was a big fan of yours. I reckon he turned up for your funeral.
Yeah.
Cut to him crying in the crowd. We had a project together.
And I know what would happen. And then he'd finish his cry, and then Pete would fart.
I think that's it.
Listen to us crowing about our stand-up, and the best we could do is fart into the microphone. I apologise, but I do, Pete. You laid down the
no, it doesn't matter.
Sure. Sorry. My bad.
Anyway, you've been listening to The Debrief, guys. Thanks for tuning in. It's been a great episode.
I thought it was.
Thanks, Pete. Thanks, Glenn.
I thought it was better than that. Pre-opener.
We're better than this. We are better than this.
Okay, well, this is a rehearsal. We'll do one for real now.
I can't believe we did that.
That's a great Shane Bourne one. At a taping of a TV show, he always goes, "All right, guys, that was a bit of a rehearsal. We'll do one for real now." The classic. Another Shane Bourne classic. All right, bye-bye.
See you. Bye-bye.
Phone Hacks.
Hey guys, if you're looking for a new podcast, check out the Phone Hacks podcast on the Nearly Network, starring comedians me, Mike Goldstein, and Nick Capper. Capper, what's the premise?
Basically, we go through each other's phones, and we also have a special guest. We go through their phone as well, and we put out some hacks that really ruin each other's lives.
Yeah, it's highly entertaining, but it's been excruciating and anxiety-filled, so please enjoy our pain.
Phone Hacks.